Ranger 8 pictures are just now being made public. The 7 p.m. report now switches live to Charles Von Friend at the Jet Propulsion Laboratory in Pasadena, California.
5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, when Ranger 8 actually barreled into the moon. But during that final 23 minutes of the flight, Ranger 8 apparently performed perfectly, flawlessly, and sent back close to 7,500 pictures of the lunar surface. It was another spectacular success for the United States in a week in which we also scored for the first time the launching of a Pegasus satellite from Cape Kennedy atop a Saturn booster rocket. It has been quite a week. Reporters have been here on what amounts to a two-day vigil now, right around the clock. They're bone-tired, they're weary, but they still are happy because everybody, even though reporters sometimes are considered rather cynical, they are all the same delighted over the success of the United States during this past week. Well, for the past 15 hours, scientists at the Jet Propulsion Laboratory have been going over some of Ranger 8's 7,500 pictures. They've been closeted away in a small room several blocks from this auditorium. And we're going to show you now, hopefully, what it looked like. There you can see the scientists eagerly scanning the pictures. Ranger 8. To these dedicated men, these pictures are just completely invaluable. It's something that they've been working on for years. The program has been criticized on many occasions because of the failure of the first six Rangers to reach the moon or send back pictures of the moon. And now for the second time in about 7 months' time, they do have pictures. They do feel vindicated. They're happy men. But like scientists and engineers, they're also fascinated by what they're seeing. It's more than just a success scored by the Jet Propulsion Laboratory. It also is a chance to finally prove out or disprove many theories about the lunar surface, which scientists have argued about for many, many years. Many questions still to be answered. Ranger 8, we're told, answered many of them, but there will be more to come. The crucial matter now is going to be whether scientists can determine that the lunar surface is strong enough in composition to support a manned spacecraft on the moon. There are some scientists who think that possibly there is a depth of many feet of lunar dust into which a manned spacecraft would simply dissolve, ending, of course, in a horrible tragedy. All the information that was received from Ranger 7 last July 31st indicated that probably there was only a foot or two of lunar dust and that the crust of the moon would support a manned space vehicle. We're hoping for more information on that now, on the basis of the pictures taken by Ranger 8. So we're still waiting here right now to get our first look at the pictures taken by Ranger 8. Again, we're standing by momentarily. We expect to get them shortly, but also on the floor of the auditorium now is my colleague, CBS News correspondent Bill Stout. Bill?
One of the things I've picked up, Charles, in talking with a few of the scientists as they walked in before they moved up to the stage, where we're not allowed to question them until they begin making their formal presentation, is that there was a great deal of excitement at the Goldstone Tracking Station as the pictures came in from Ranger 8. There were oohs and ahs and shouts of delight and excitement, apparently a great deal more than there was at the time of Ranger 7 last summer. The pictures are supposed to be unusual, remarkable, very clear, and Dr. Harold Urey, one of the scientists up there, says that there is clear evidence of rocks on the surface of the moon, indicating more activity than many scientists had thought there was. Now to the platform.
And just introduced here is Dr. William Pickering, who is the director of the Jet Propulsion Laboratory. Dr. Pickering.
Some of the pictures which were taken with Ranger 8 to be brought down and shown to you. They will be here very shortly. In the meantime, I might comment that today we have received the congratulations of numerous people for the success of the Ranger. In particular, I would like to mention that we have received congratulations from Senator Anderson, Chairman of the House Committee on Astronautics and Science, and Congressman Miller, Chairman of the Senate Committee, and Congressman Miller, Chairman of the House Committee on Science and Astronautics. At this time, I would also like to introduce to you the other people here on the stage. On the extreme left, Mr. Cortright, Deputy Director of the Office of Space Sciences and Applications at NASA. Next to him, Mr. Whitaker, one of the experimenters from the University of Tucson. Mr. Heacock, another experimenter from the Jet Propulsion Laboratory. Dr. Urey, from the University of California at La Jolla, and Dr. Shoemaker from the Geological Survey Observatory at Flagstaff, Arizona. Shortly, Dr. Kuiper, the chief experimenter, also from the University of Arizona, will be joining us here. The examination of the photographs, which we have been able to do so far, has revealed that we do have photographs of the same general quality as the Ranger 7 photographs, but of course these cover a wide swath across the moon instead of coming in on one area as they did in the case of Ranger 7. One consequence of this sweeping across the wide swath of the moon is that there is a variation in the exposure as we go from the fully sunlit part of the moon up towards the terminator. This has given some variation in the quality of the photographs, but this, of course, was expected. On the whole, we can say that we have almost twice as many pictures as in the case of Ranger 7, and of the same quality as the Ranger 7 photographs. In a few minutes, we hope to have some of these pictures for you to look at yourselves. The area of the moon which is covered, as shown in this diagram, includes areas ranging from the Maria areas to the mountainous areas. And thus we have more of a sample of the different types of lunar terrain. As we said last night, the entire operation was conducted in an admirable fashion with very little in the way of difficulties from the time of launch up to the time of impact. The trajectory was corrected by the mid-course maneuver, and we were brought in very close to the target, the present estimates being of the order of about 15 miles miss distance. So that we feel that with these two Ranger shots, we have demonstrated the type of performance that the Ranger is capable of. We have demonstrated our ability to precisely guide a unmanned spacecraft to a precision target on the moon. As you know, one remaining Ranger will be launched in the near future. This also will be at a different area of the moon, so that we will, between the three Ranger shots, hoping that Ranger 9 also is successful, we will have received close-up photographs of three different parts of the lunar surface. At the moment, I am not quite sure how long we'll have to wait until these photographs arrive. As you know, we wanted to put this press conference at the earliest possible time, and we obviously are straining our resources a bit to get the pictures down here in a form which can be presented to the conference. When I referred to having looked at the photographs, these were first cuts at the film, some of them indeed were negatives, and we have just run off some sample photographs which will be shown to you in a few minutes. At present time, I guess they're still in the dark room processing these pictures, so we're just cutting it a little bit close. Now,
this is Dr. William Pickering, the famed director of the Jet Propulsion Laboratory here at Pasadena, California. And he is obviously filling time. And here come the pictures. We can see men running into the room right now. And within a minute's time, we should be able to get the first pictures taken by Ranger 8 of the lunar surface. I've got one batch here. Do I show them on camera here, or are we going to go to the easel? Let's see now. This is going to be a rather wild session. This first picture taken by Ranger 8 prior to impact on February 20th, 1:57:36 p.m. This is in the north part of the lunar surface. As you can see, there is not very much detail on this one. The spacecraft was still about 12,000 miles from the moon. We will have more detail on some of these pictures. As a matter of fact, while I'm showing these to you now, Dr. Pickering is introducing to us a spokesman for the first pictures taken by Ranger 8, Dr. Gerard Piper of the Lunar and Planetary Laboratory at the University of Arizona. So let's go up to the platform and get his expert explanation.
Success in the Ranger program. The pictures that Ranger 8 got are excellent. All cameras behaved. We have, of course, seen only a sample of the pictures so far, but we have seen several hundred of them, and I can assure you that the results have been very good. The equipment was functioning well, and the scientific results will, I'm sure, be of very great interest. Unlike the mission of Ranger 7, which was restricted to a rather narrow area in the region that has now been called Mare Cognitum, in recognition of the American space achievement, the mission of Ranger 8 covered a rather wider area. The cameras swept over highlands before they finally closed in on a region in Mare Tranquillitatis, that is in the Sea of Tranquility. And of course the results, the closer pictures were all taken in the region of the Sea of Tranquility, one particular corner of it. But the coverage of the highlands was, so to say, an unexpected benefit of this mission, and these results are very good also. In a minute or two, we shall have some slides to show you samples of these new results, which have just been prepared for this conference. So in summary, some 7,000 pictures, photographs, or pictures of photographic quality have been obtained, and of course the evaluation will take a long time. As a matter of fact, as an astronomer, a professional astronomer, it will be my judgment that the evaluation of the Ranger 8 results will take even longer than the Ranger 7 results, simply because there's more of it. That is, we have a tremendous coverage here. One of the great points of interest is not merely the straight photography, but the combination of photographs which one can make between the different cameras. One can combine the series taken with the A camera with the series taken with the B camera, and because these cameras have different angles, they looked at the moon, at the same area of the moon. They swept pretty much over the same area, but they looked at that same area from different directions, from different points in space, and the angles between the two camera directions is up to about 20 degrees or so, and this will allow us to do stereoscopic work, to do photogrammetry, as it is called technically, and get height measurements. So I'm quite convinced from inspection of the data that they will lead to good measurements of lunar elevations. Of course, such results are of great interest in connection with the Apollo program as well as of scientific interest. So we will have very good coverage for map making, for the study of the different processes that go on the moon or have gone on the moon, the lunar history, and then we will have also good data on lunar elevations in that strip of the moon that has been covered by the Ranger results. I'd like to inquire now how we are doing with the slides. All right, I think we are ready now to look at some of the slides. I think this is all right. I am starting with a picture of the moon as it appeared this morning at 2 a.m. approximately, when the impact occurred and when the mission was made. So here you see the moon approximately with the elevation as it with the illumination of this, which it had this morning. Sometimes if I use the wrong word, you will have to forgive me, because we haven't had much sleep in the last 36 hours. Occasionally there was time for a couple of hours of sleep, but it hasn't been enough. Now, the region over to the left, no, over to the right, and near the edge of the frame, that is where the Sea of Tranquility is located. So you have two seas there. The one on top is Mare Serenitatis, the Serenity Sea, and the one below is Mare Tranquillitatis, the Tranquility, and that is where the impact occurred. Now over to the, in the central portion below this bright crater, I don't know whether there is a, yeah, there is a pointer here. Right. So here is where the impact occurred, and the sweep was over this high terrain before the Sea of Tranquility here was impacted at this place.